team meeting, where we will follow the agenda as it has been emailed to you and publicly noticed. I'm pleased to call this meeting of Miles Elementary Go Team to order. Our first order of business is to call roll. Dr. Hood, please go take roll.
Okay, as I call your name, please say present. Delise Perry.
Present.
Shakira Duffy. Anicia Glapion. Malika Vaughn. Karen Hood, present. Karen Giles.
Present.
Stephon Jones.
Present.
Kenneth Hill.
Present.
Rakita Allen.
Present.
Nakia Laguerre.
Present.
Madam Chair, Madam Chairperson, we are at a quorum.
Great. Our first order of business is to approve the agenda. This was provided to you via email. Please take a moment to review the agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda? Okay, may I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion to approve the agenda as presented.
I second.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Allen second. Okay, all in favor, say aye or raise your hand.
Aye.
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 Aye, okay. All opposed, say nay. Any abstentions? Okay. We will review and approve the meeting minutes from our last meeting. The minutes have been provided to you. Are there any corrections? Okay, there are no corrections. May I have a motion to approve the previous meeting minutes?
Motion to approve the previous meeting's minutes.
I second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you. All opposed, say nay. Any abstentions? Please identify yourself or raise your hand. Okay. We will now move to the discussion items on our agenda. Budget development presentation. We will now move to our next item, which is the budget development presentation. Ms. Perry.
Good afternoon, everyone. I will share with you our norms for the budget. We're going to be going over this. This is a meeting of the GO team and only members of the team may participate in the discussion. Any members of the public present are here to quietly observe. We will follow the agenda notice and the public on task. We invite and welcome contributions of every member and listen to each other, and we will respect the ideas and assume good intention. So we are going to look at our data, which we have done before. We will remember to think of our strategic plan and the strategic priorities that we already have outlined. And now we are to our budget choices. So I'm going to skip through all of this and I'm going to get into our priorities for our budget parameters. So again, you should look to see, does our budget attack these priorities? And I want to say two things before I get started. One, I know that some of you have been getting some emails from me. My email has been hacked. So please excuse those emails. I've already contacted our technology department to make sure that those things are happening. And then two, I'm not trying to rush through the meeting or anything like that. I'm going to go through this as thoroughly as possible, but I was just contacted that my mom was admitted into the hospital. So if you hear my voice shaking a little bit, I just wanted to give you some background information on that. So the school priorities, again, our number one priority was the data. We will use data to drive instruction and academic decisions. So our rationale for that is we will continue to use our all-in learning program, and we will have the Edgelastic system as well for next year as an assessment system to monitor data after each assessment. Teachers will receive professional development on how to plan data and drive small groups. Our next priority, we will build teacher capacity to support academic achievement. So again, teachers will use PL days and collaborative planning days to receive training on the top three instructional priorities for the school year. And this will focus on the area of growth that is needed. Also, our academic achievement, we will want to increase academic achievement and promote academic growth in ELA and math. So we will continue to have our students to attend an after-school program next year, as well as this year, and we will use our budget money to do that, and we will continue to use our 10-day assessment cycle to focus on deficit areas to promote academic growth in math and ELA content areas, and this will be our focus since we are on the state list as a CIS school, so we can exit that list. The next part is we want to increase student attendance and engagement. So we will focus on student attendance and parent engagement with our SAC team. And we will focus on making sure that our students are here, those focus students that we have 90% of the time. And our care team will monitor and offer parent engagement events to ensure involvement from our parents and community. We will sustain and enhance family engagement that fosters positive relationships with all stakeholders in an effort to promote academic achievement. We will continue with our APTT meetings, and this will be an opportunity for students as well as teachers to have a sure academic focus. We will implement our IB standards with fidelity, and we're targeted to be authorized by April 2024. So I want to thank our IB specialists for being on the roll with this, because this has been a very long process, but it has taken a lot of work, and we are definitely on track with the work. And then with that, a lot of this deals with just them approving all of the information that we have sent in. So there's a time period to be approved. So that's why we have April 2024, but we are on target. So I'm very excited about that. Also, we will implement a whole child support system to meet individual needs for our students. And that would be the care team with the wraparound services as well. And we will use flexible learning tools for our students. And we want to make sure that we have technology devices that we can use to have personalized learning. And we focus on the 21st century learning environment. With that said, we're looking at different areas for our budget. So how does that fit in our APS 5? We're using our data-driven instruction. So the assessments, and there's no amount for that. We will continue with our assessment platform, All in Learning. That's what we will have. And then we do have Edgelastic, but because we're adopting a new math program, we're waiting to see if Edgelastic is aligned. So that will be something else. So right now, there's not an amount that we need to put there that is focusing on our actual platforms, because we will hit it in other areas. We want to make sure that we have the teacher training, where there's $20,000 we'll be using with relay training for helping build teacher capacity. And Teach FX will be a program that we will use as well for teacher capacity. We also plan to hire and keep our after-school tutorial curriculum, which will include transportation, stipends for teachers, and we will have a reading and math specialist next year. And so our totals are there for that as well. We will have student incentives for attendance. So we have our total that we're using for that. APTT meetings for our parents and parent engagement, we have that as well. We will make sure that we're implementing everything pertaining to our IB program, as far as trainings, as far as our signage, as far as our fees, IB trips, IB novels that we will have in the library technology page. So that is where that money is coming from as well, and partnerships that we will continue to have. We also have our personalized learning where we will use laptops, and we are hoping to have a program called IBs for students to do individual personalized learning on their own, and that is the amount for that. This is where we are as far as where our money is being spent and what we have for our FTE, our budget, the amount of money we get for instruction per pupil. We also have our improvement, instructional services, media services, school administration as well. This is where we're spending the bulk of our money. Our bulk of our money is on instruction, and that's what we have here to make sure that we're meeting the needs of our students as well. And then we want to look at how we will use our reserve money. So the reserve money right here will be to purchase additional paraprofessionals to make sure that we have that support for those small group classes. And then after that, that is what we have that we have used with our general budget for this school year. We also have our CARES budget, and with our CARES budget, I am going to stop sharing and share this information as well. So with our CARES budget here, this is our budget summary and how we will be spending the money. So for CARES, we have $238,674. We will be using paraprofessionals for the staffing as well, and one master teacher leader. We have hourly tutors for our after-school program, and we're also going to have two tutors that are retired certified teachers that will be working with us during the day, and that is the cost for that. And then we want to use this additional money that we have to improve our media center and turn it into 21st century as well. So this is how we plan to spend our budget for this school year. We will have our budget meeting at the end of the month, and then our district personnel will tell us if the budget is approved, or we will have to make some amendments with different things as far as budget with positions and things of that nature. And then we will come back together to discuss that. Any questions?
Thank you, Principal Perry, for sharing this information. We will now need to discuss the draft budget to ensure it addresses our school strategic plan and identify priorities. Some questions for us to consider during our discussion. One, are our school's priorities from the strategic plan reflected in this budget? Are new positions and or resources included in the budget to address our major priorities? Do we know as a team the plan to support implementation of these priorities beyond the budget? Example, what strategies would be implemented? And what trade-offs are being made in order to support these priorities? Number two, how are district and cluster priorities reflected in our budget? Cluster priorities, what staff, materials, et cetera, are dedicated to supporting our cluster priorities? Signature programs, what staff, materials, et cetera, are dedicated to supporting our signature program? And are there positions our school will share with another school? Example, nurse or a counselor. At this time, anyone have any questions regarding?
Okay. And Ms. Giles, if I can go back to sharing my screen one more time to answer those additional questions as far as the staffing as well. If you could give me 1 second for that. So as far as the staffing, as far as us sharing positions with different schools, we do have two positions that we're sharing with schools. We have a gifted position that we are sharing with the school, and we also have a music position that we're sharing with a school at this particular time. The changes that we're looking to make with positions are listed below, and I apologize for not going over those. The first one I did talk about earlier when we talked about turnaround. So with the turnaround money, I would be employing someone to be a reading specialist as well as a math specialist. Okay. The next one is I would have two instructional coaches, one for reading, one for math. We also will have a parent liaison next year as well. We will have an SST intervention specialist. We will have a turnaround counselor. So Ms. Mills, her salary will come out of the turnaround budget. So we will still have a counselor, but she would just be labeled as a turnaround counselor. We also will have an additional EIP teacher that we're allotting for. We will no longer have a business manager. That position will turn into an assistant principal. And that way we will have a secretary to do those positions and a clerk. So we will not be top heavy with administrative duties, but we can focus on instruction. We were sharing a music teacher, but our goal is to have a full-time music teacher for next school year that is only assigned to Miles Elementary School. So those are the positions that we will have. We are abolishing one master teacher leader position, and we had two this year, but we will only have one. We will keep the paraprofessional positions that we also have, and that will not change at all. So those are the positions at this particular time that we wanted to address. We have made sure that our IB specialist is full-time as we are addressing our signature program needs as well. So we wanted to make sure that we have that. So most of our positions are full-time. We also have a writing teacher that will be full-time as well for next school year. So that
Principal Perry?
Yes.
When is the staffing season open for these positions to begin interviewing staffing?
You said say that again, Mr. Hill.
When is the staffing period open for these for this budget?
To begin?
Yes.
Next school year.
Yeah, but when is the staffing period for you to be able to interview?
Oh, now. I would be able to do that now.
Okay.
Yes. And then, Mr. Hill, I also wanted to share something with you because I know we talked about how in the past we have kind of been low budgeted as far as our projected enrollment from the past. So if we take a look at this very quickly. So I asked the question of what was going on and why we have that. So if you take a look, it just says that our people reviewed the projections because I wanted to request that. And then we're looking at a downward trend for enrollment. So it just stated that the enrollment has been declining at Miles for years with an exception of this year. So we definitely increased this year. Also in this number, it does not account for pre-K as well. So we're only looking at kindergarten through fifth grade. And so the enrollment has gone up from our school from October until now. So we do have that. But we won't be able to revise the numbers because we are not at that mark to say that we are slated to have a lot more students than what they have worked at this particular time. So what they do is they look at the historic trends for 5 years, number of live births prior, and the new residential activity in developing projections. And so, as you can see, the enrollment did go up from October, but again, they do compare it from the counts from March, and then we look at the FTE count at that particular time. So that's why we have these numbers, and we are projected to have this amount of students for next school year.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Quick question, Ms. Perry, for the SST specialist, is that this, we already had that this year, that's, is this going to roll over to the CARES Act for funding?
Yes, it's going to roll over to my general budget, not the CARES Act.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Anyone else have any questions or comments? Okay. We will now move on to informational items. First, the principal report.
I just wanted to make sure that everyone knows that we have our Black History program on February 28th. So we're looking forward to a great program. We also have our winter break, February 20th through the 24th. Our students will be out. Teachers will be here February 20th, but students will not be. So they're out February 20th through the 24th. And also we are making sure that we are using our monitoring tools that we have developed from our state visits, so we can make sure that our instruction is aligned with all of the expectations that we need. So we will be removed from the state list as soon as we possibly can.
Thank you, Principal Perry. Announcements. We do have an announcement from the Gold Team office. Declarations for Gold Team elections are open until February 28th. We will need both parent or guardian and non-supervisory instruction staff candidates. If you're interested and or know of anyone else who would be a good fit for our team, please direct them to apsstrongschools.com to declare their candidacy. If you have questions, contact the Gold Team office. Does anyone have any additional announcements?
I just want to add that my position, this completes my term, so we would need another staffing person, Ms. Perry.
This would complete my term also.
Thank you.
Okay. We have reached the end of our agenda. Is there any additional business at this time? Okay. May I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I move that we adjourn the meeting at this time. It's 4 o'clock.
A second?
I second.
All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions? Please raise your hand. Okay, meeting is adjourned, 4 p.m.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.